Morning, everybody. Come on in. I have to move my screen down so y'all can see my No BS Woman shirt. I'm rocking it today. There we go. That's a little bit better view. How is everybody doing today? Let me know that you can see and hear me. Come on in. I always feel like it's like I'm opening the gates to Disneyland. We're more fun than Disneyland, right? Good morning, everybody. Robin's in home base. I love it. I love that y'all are like getting aware of when you're in home base. I'm a little bit above, I'd say, probably a little bit above when I do some of these calls. So, but it's just, I don't know. I think I'm in home base, but I'm kind of like upper home base because I'm excited. So, that's something to get curious about. All right, everybody, we're going to get going because we're going to get in and out of here in 1 hour. This call is going to be 1 hour. This is the monthly assessment and planning call. I like to put assessment first because we're going to be assessing April and we're going to be planning for May. We're going to do a lot in the next hour. So, so let's get started. So I am Coach Betsy. Let me change my name real quick. I'm Coach Betsy. I've been around forever. I'm a coach here at No BS. And for the most part, I sometimes get to come in here and do fun group calls with you all. But I spend most of my time in the private coaching program here at No BS. So I have 30 amazing clients that I work with every week. All right. Now y'all can see my name. And that's what I do most of my time here at No BS. So it's amazing. I love it. And yes, the amazing Coach Heather, who also spends most of her time in the private coaching area. But again, we also moderate calls and do different fun stuff like that. She is in the chat. And so speaking of the chat, be sure your chat is set to everyone so we can all see your chat because I am not going to be, No BS Heather, yeah, change your chat to everyone also. And she will be typing in all caps. And that is not because she's screaming at you. That is because so that you can see her easily, her text easily, because she is going to be maybe putting a few links in the chat. She's maybe going to be answering a few questions in the chat and things like that. But if you all have any questions specifically on monthly assessment and planning, put it in the Q&A box. Here in the down below, whether you're on your phone or your computer, put in the Q&A box and I'll answer it at some point during the call. And, but yeah, Coach Heather is in the chat. So she's going to be over there taking care of y'all over there. This is a webinar style call. And so I cannot see or hear any of you all and you all can only see and hear me. And so in just a minute, I'm going to be bringing up someone to talk about their monthly assessment. And so I'll be bringing them on screen, but those are the only two people that you're going to see on here. I'm also going to be sharing my screen here in a minute. So y'all will need to let me know that you can see everything right. Let me grab a Kleenex real quick. Y'all know how it is when you got like a little bit right there. Okay. All good. So we have something super fun that we're going to try out today. Y'all are our little guinea pigs. So y'all know about reactions, the reactions button when we used to do meeting style calls, right? Where you can raise your hand, where you can like wave and raise your hand and all that kind of stuff. Well, they have now added reactions to webinar style calls. I just saw somebody do like a little celebration thing pop up. Okay, y'all have found it and I see it. Okay, so go down to reactions and try it out. There are, let me see, there's the heart, there's thumbs up. Isn't that fun? Can y'all see it too? Do y'all see them popping up? We're just kind of testing it out today and seeing how it goes. Okay, Heather, see, okay. Under reactions, you should be able to see some little emojis and then you also see the raise hand. Okay, so y'all can see them popping up. Okay, how fun is that? So yeah, so that's kind of a new little addition to our Zoom calls here is that maybe when I say something amazing, y'all can do a bunch of hearts Or when you agree with something I'm saying, you can do thumbs up. You can do the O face for something. So it's just a fun little thing that we're testing out here. We may not do it for every, have it as an option for every call, but we were just testing it out today. So super fun. Lots of hearts. I love it. No, it's not only on the iPad. I mean, it's on your computer, but it should be down at the bottom under reactions. It's called reactions. So that's interesting that some of y'all don't have it, but it should be down at the bottom. Oh yeah. If you're on a mobile device, do the little three buttons down at the bottom and it should be an option there. So, okay. Yeah. If y'all have the three dots under more, it may be under that. Okay. So I'm going to let y'all kind of just play with that, but we're going to get on going here with the rest of the call. So let me share my screen real quick. And yeah. And you also want to make sure that Zoom, that you've got the most recently updated version of Zoom. I know I updated my Zoom, I think yesterday. And so they're always doing updates. So you want to make sure. So it's okay. We'll get it all figured out. If y'all don't have the three dots or whatever, just we'll get it figured out. Okay. We'll get some clear instructions for y'all, but it's just a fun little thing where you can do different reactions. So, all right. Yeah. But feel free to use them throughout the call. So let me share my screen here. Do, do, do. All right. Y'all have to let me know. Let me pull back up the chat. Do y'all see like a quote here that I've got for you? I thought this would be fun because I was just thinking about assessment and planning and why it's so important. And so I went searching the Googles to find why do we do this, right? Why do we do this monthly assessment and planning? It takes some time. And so why is it important? And this was a quote that I found that I wanted to talk about for a second before we get started. No man was, and we're talking about women here, right? I love all these quotes that only talk about men. It's annoying, but I'll just say what it is. No man was ever so much deceived by another as by himself. No man was ever so much deceived by another as by himself. And I chose that quote today because here's the deal with assessment and planning. We can't deceive ourselves. We can't lie to ourselves if we're looking at our data. And we know that the best way for us to lose weight and achieve anything that we want to achieve in life, we got to get honest with ourselves. And I don't know about y'all, but I just finished my monthly, my habit tracker for the month. And shit got real when I started looking at that habit tracker and I started doing some math and it's like, okay, I think I know what's going on here. And yeah, sometimes it's kind of hard to see the truth, but we got to see the truth to know what we need to work on, to know what we need to celebrate and to know how to move forward. And so the whole point of monthly assessment and planning is to stop deceiving ourselves. Stop just saying like, well, I'm just doing pretty good. Or like, I just need to keep going the way I'm going. We need to get honest with ourselves and get specific on what we need to keep, start, and stop. And that's the whole point of this monthly assessment call and the monthly assessment worksheet that we're going to be working on. So speaking of the monthly assessment worksheet, let's talk about where that is. I got all the pages for y'all today. So y'all see the worksheet here. And I know the amazing Coach Heather already posted the link to our monthly assessment worksheet, but I wanted to tell y'all real quick where it is. It is under self-study resources and helpful worksheets. Let's see. There it is. And Heather has put a direct link to it. If y'all don't have it printed out, just open it up on your computer if you're on a computer, or just I'll be putting up some different stuff. So just listen, okay? So don't scramble to print stuff out and all that. If you're already here, or if you're listening to the replay, you can pause, print it out, and then come back. But you'll get so much out of the call if you just listen, okay? All right, so let's scroll down, and it is under weekly and monthly assessments. How handy is that? So the monthly assessment call, and this is what it looks like right here. Okay. So we're also want you to keep handy if you have your habit tracker in front of you. You know, that's another way that we assess every month. And then also your monthly plan for next month, because we're going to be filling that out here in just a minute as well. So because this is really, like I said, this is monthly assessment for April and monthly planning for May. Can't believe it's May already. All right. So that's what we're doing. Okay. The next thing that we're going to be doing is I am going to be bringing someone up to get coached and just kind of go through this monthly assessment worksheet. So awesome, awesome. Coach Heather is going to post the worksheet questions in the chat. I think that would be amazing, Heather. Do it. Let's do it. So I am going to be, I would love to talk to somebody. And so I want y'all to raise your hand. Raise your hand if you want to go through the worksheet, if you've already filled out the worksheet and you want to go through it with me live, in live time. And while I'm waiting for somebody to raise their hand, please somebody raise your hand. Even if you haven't filled it out, we could fill it out together, okay? But let me answer Stacy's question while we're waiting for somebody to raise their hand. What do you do if your data for the month or the week doesn't seem to match your weight results? I use Heather's data sheet. Often my data looks good, but I gain. I then worry I'm not being honest with myself. So, okay, let's there's a few things you could look at here. Right? Where it is like, yeah, maybe you're not being honest with yourself. And so let's just get curious about that, right? Where it's like, I know something that's an ongoing thing for me to work on is really being honest with whether I have followed my plan or not. And I work a lot with my private clients on this, where when I start to look at their plans and they're not just saying yes or no on their plan, on whether they followed their plan or not, they're like, mostly, or like pretty much, or almost. It's like, ooh, good question, Heather. What if volunteering today was a game changer for your weight loss? This is your chance, y'all. There's a reason you're here. And somebody wants to raise their hand and they're scared. And this is it, y'all. This is your opportunity. Feel scared and do it anyway. Barb. Okay. I got you, Barb. I'll bring you up in just a minute. So that's a good example, right? Of where like, maybe you aren't being honest with yourself. And this is kind of what I was talking about with that quote, right? It's like, I think when we haven't been honest with ourselves sometimes for a while, or we're not quite sure, we think we have to beat ourselves up for not being honest. And it's like, no, you know, it's just like, okay, let me really look here and see if I've really been following my plan, for example, and just kind of see if there is a little bit of, you know, another 1% of honesty to be had. So that could be the case, Stacy. The other thing is if you maybe kind of look through and you're like, no, I have been totally honest with myself, then there's still some area to level up for you. And this is where, again, your brain may want to freak out and say like, oh my gosh, I'm eating so much less than I used to, and I'm still not losing weight, and this is not fair, and this is not working, and I'm the broken unicorn, and all this kind of stuff. You can let your brain kind of freak out. And then it's like, okay, I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm an obese woman, and it's time to get into problem-solving mode, okay? And so then you ask yourself an amazing question, something like, what is the smallest of small things that I could level up this month to get the scale moving and to see if that will work to get, what is one small thing that I can try this month? Okay. So, but here's the thing. You got to be open to that, because if you're not losing, then something needs to change. And it's not because you're broken or because you're different or because it's harder for you. It's because you just haven't found a little something to tweak or change to get the scale moving. Okay. So that's my answer to you, Stacy. All right, Barb. Let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing my screen. I'm going to bring up Barb, and then we're just going to go through the worksheet. And Heather, yeah, if you will just post the questions in the chat. So, okay, Miss Barb, proud of you. Look, there's a line of people after you, but you did it. You did it. All right. Are you there?
I am.
Hey, can you turn your camera on?
Yep, let me see. All right.
There you are. Hey.
Sorry, this is the morning me. The morning Barb.
Beautiful. Yeah. Love it. Love it. All right. Well, let's go through. So you filled it out already?
Well, I'm about 3/4 of the way. I got to down to keep, start, stop. I didn't get that done.
Well, we can go through that together. So, all right. Well, let's just get going with you plan to lose and you actually lost. Where were you there?
I plan to lose 3 pounds this month, and I actually lost 4 and then gained 1 back. So I gained the weight slowly. I'm trying to lose it slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't set doable goals.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And isn't it interesting, though, that you wanted to, like, because I hear a lot of this with my private clients, too, where it's like, well, I gained, but then I lost, right? And like, why don't you just say you lost 3 pounds?
Yeah, right. And I can tell you, last week when I gained, it really affected me. That's why I've started the scale drama class because of it, because, you know, it just really threw me to have gained.
Okay. Know? Okay. Well, it's just interesting, right? But like we're at the end of the month and you have lost 3 pounds.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's not like you want to forget that you gained, right? And it's not like you want to just, you know, not acknowledge that, but we want to, you know, yes, you had some gain and you want to learn from that and see what you can do to improve that. But you also want to celebrate the fuck out of losing 3 pounds in April.
Well, and my old shitty thoughts come immediately and say, yeah, but here's the part where it gets hard and you'll never be able to go further than this.
Okay. So that's why it's even more important, right? For you to really like focus on like, I lost 3 pounds in April. And yes, I have some things to learn and some ways to grow and things like that. But how amazing is it? And, you know, your brain wants to minimize and say, but wait a minute, this happened too, and all this kind of stuff. But it's still like, no, I lost 3 pounds in April. How amazing is that?
Yeah.
Because what we know, like you said, is that weight loss is our weight loss journey involves gains and losses.
Yeah.
And so how normal is it? I mean, what if you had just, I mean, what if that happened to you every month?
Yeah.
That you gained a little and lost, but you lost, you know, and then you ended up with a 3 pound loss every month.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would add up eventually.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So just something to kind of get curious about. Okay. So what changes did you notice this month beyond weight, mindset, self-care, relationships, any other stuff?
I started to catch the old shitty thoughts better. I still don't, like, I didn't realize even that where I started sabotaging myself and going, yeah, but you're never going to go past here. I didn't even realize that was all shitty. It was just a normal thought. And then, the more work you do, it's like, got to be willing to ask myself those questions. And so that's been hard, but it's been, I've been more willing to stop and say, okay, you know, you got to think about this. What else could we think?
Yes, yes. But just getting aware of old shitty and kind of like different levels of old shitty, it sounds like, kind of for you.
Yeah, where
like sometimes some of us are like super aware of like the shittiest of the old shitties. And then, but not so much these kind of more kind of like dangerous thoughts that don't seem super, you know, harmful, but they really can. And you got some additional awareness of that this month.
You know, that you bring up a really good point on that, because that is probably true about, like, I don't hate my body. I don't hate any, you know, so you're right. It's a lower level old shitty, but they're still, and they seem really normal, you know, and yeah. So it's a sneaky old shitty.
Yeah. It's more of those kind of sneaky ones. I like to think of it like a, We used to have this. We still have it, actually. It's in our thoughts. I don't know if we have that course anymore. I shouldn't say. But there was a course way back in the day where we talked about, it was when Old Shitty first came out, A Day in the Life of Old Shitty. And so it was a good example of like these kind of more, you know, just these unconscious kind of old shitties that can happen throughout the day, or ones that we're just not quite aware of or don't seem all that bad, but they add up right as the day goes on. And I kind of compare it to like picking at a scab, right? Every single time one of those thoughts happen, you get, you know, you pick at a scab and eventually it's going to start bleeding, right? Yeah. And it's just going to get infected and all this gross stuff. So
yeah, that's a really good way to think of it, because I chew my cuticles. So it's a good visual for me to think about.
Yes. You can think about it, right? It's like every thought that you kind of let, that you just believe, right? And you don't question and things like that, is another little, you know, little
like
bit.
Like putting your finger in your mouth again.
Right? Yes.
Get your fingers out of your mouth.
There we go. I love it. Yeah. I love it. All right. So anything else that you noticed beyond this month?
I was happy that I was willing to spend the time. So I'm happy that, and celebrating that I spent a lot of time on this. Mm. I had time. Work was slow. So it was good that it was slow, because I was able to do this during my work day a lot of times. And so that was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you may, I mean, you know, you absolutely like want to celebrate that, right? And then you could also get curious about like, okay, how much time did this really take, where if work was busier, that I could still get it done, right? Because you don't want to depend on work being slow, you know, to do all this stuff, right? But I mean, you absolutely want to celebrate. It's kind of a theme of what we've been talking about, right? Where it's like celebrating, always celebrating what you've accomplished, but then always like thinking, okay, and what did I learn too, right? And how can I kind of level up at the same time? So
I might take some notes.
And then, okay. Yes. Love it. You also mentioned just, you know, you were really aware of your thoughts around your game that you had last week. Mm-hmm. And so that's definitely something else to, you know, to celebrate and to recognize that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. And you've already started the conquering the scale. Of course, it sounds
like. So. Yeah, that's going to be really good for me. And then as far as my body, the first non-scale victory that I had was my bra kind of flowed out the top, and I've always been small breasted, so to have like boobs sticking out the top, I was like, oh, this is gross. But finally my boobs fit in my bra, they don't come out the top. Okay. Which is really nice. So
and your bra is fitting again. Yes. And you notice that, right? Notice that.
Yeah. And that's, I really celebrated that. It was important to me. It's awesome. because to me, it's getting back to the real me, you know. You know, the real me, it's because that's what I'm looking at for all of this, is I keep trying to not focus so much on the numbers, but to focus on really becoming more of my authentic self, you know. And
you know, I had a coach tell me one time about that we're always going to be becoming, like we're always becoming.
Yeah.
So I want you to just kind of get curious about that, where it's just like, you are you right now, and you are you when you lose weight, and you are you, you know, 5 years, like you are always becoming. And so that helps us just be where we are and accept where we are, because we know that we can't just, you know, really, you know, only focus on where we want to be and, you know, not like where we are right now. And so if we're always going to be becoming, then we're becoming now, we're becoming always.
I like and that. So, I wrote that down. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into the data review, and we don't have to go through every single one of these items, but are there a few that you wanted to kind of point out?
Yep. I didn't do any successful urge worksheets. Everything else I at least tracked. Okay. And then that's an area for improvement. Mm-hmm. And then the workout self-development was, I changed that to the drinks that I planned and whether I drank on plan. Mm-hmm. And that was only 65%. So that's the area. And then journaling. I didn't journal as much.
Well, that's what I was going to say on this worksheet. You know, there on the habit tracker, we have some blank trackers, right? Yep. That you can choose. And so, you know, on this worksheet, you can always add other habits that you're tracking. You can scratch out some if you're, you know, if you're good on your water and you don't need to track your water, then you can scratch it out and put something else. And this is just for everybody, just kind of making this worksheet work for you. I am right there with you. When I was doing this worksheet, I was like, yeah, I didn't do any successful urge worksheets this month. So I am going to, you know, get it up on my iPad and get it, you know, in my face, because I truly believe that they are just as if not more, they are just as valuable as the discovery worksheets, because just like we've been talking about, right? We got to celebrate and learn from our, you know, our mistakes and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, but celebrating is one way we can celebrate really easily is that successful urge worksheet. Love it. All right. So, let's just go into the keep, start, stop and see where, because you mentioned you're planning your drinks.
Yeah.
And so, but kind of what do you have for, well, let's first start with keep doing. What do you want to keep doing?
I'm good on the water, sleep, and working out. So those, those things are just kind of part of my, it's easy. I work in a home office, so it's easy to do well. All of those things. At, you know, my kids are grown. It's easy to get to bed on time. Life is a lot easier when your kids are grown, you know, from that perspective. Yeah. Not having to get anybody else to bed.
It's not all that that's making it easy. It's you thinking it's easy.
Good point. That's actually a good point. Yeah, you're right.
So you want to just, you know, just be aware where it's like, I mean, you think water and sleep and what was the other thing? The
exercise.
The exercise. You mean you think it's easy? It's easy.
Yeah.
And so maybe looking at one other thing from your data review, like what could I practice believing is easy this month? Just like I do that other stuff.
I like that. What else can I make easy?
Yeah. So can you think of one of those areas?
Actually, drinking on plan, right? Just make sure the plan is doable and then drink to that plan. Because I can, I do it on the food. I, in general, don't change.
Okay. So that's another thing that
I could just make it easy.
I mean, that's, sounds like your food plan is something else that you've really just decided is easy. I mean, how amazing is this program, y'all? We get to just plan what we want to eat and, you know, stop when we've had enough. I mean, and then drinks are almost even easier because it's just like we just plan the number and we drink that number or less.
Yeah.
So you always, I mean, you know, you always want to over plan, especially at first as you're working on this and working on your consistency. And yeah, it's just like, that could be easy too.
Yeah. I think that's okay. I think that's great feedback. And if I view it as easy, And also make it more doable versus more, I think I was making more diety or diet culture-y. It's like, well, and then next month I can look at it. If I didn't lose what I wanted to lose, it's because of the calories of the alcohol, then we can talk about it next month or next week, whatever.
Yes. But what if you do lose weight, right? And the only way we're going to know is for you to be the scientist and experiment and try things. But it's like, what if, you know, the whole diet industry has been lying to us this whole time, and they have, by the way, that we actually can, you know, plan these drinks and do these drinks and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, it may take a little bit of tweaking, but I mean, you know, what if it's possible, right? That you really don't even have to tweak all that much, if anything. How amazing could that be?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, that way. That can kind of help you get excited about just being the scientist, right, and experimenting this next month. Okay. So that's kind of the power of like this keep section, is that like, okay, I'm doing really well at these areas and I want to keep doing this. And then how can I apply the thinking that I have there to something that I want to work on? And that's exactly what we just did, right? Okay, let's do start and stop real quick. So start. What do you want to start doing this next
month? So what do I want to start doing? Good question. I don't know. What are some of the things that other people choose there?
Well, you talked about the successful urge worksheet.
Okay. Yep. Urges.
Right. That you wanted to, and I encourage you to get real specific. So like how many, because with that, it's really just a matter of kind of planning to do them because you're going to have successful urges every week.
Yeah.
And so it's just a matter of getting into the habit of recognizing them and doing the worksheet. So
how about two per week?
Two per week. Okay.
That's what
I think one or two a week is doable. Definitely.
Okay.
So two of those a week. What I had put down was because when I was tracking my discovery worksheets, I wasn't doing one every single time. And so that was one of my starts was just to do one to be sure and do one every single time I had an overeat or an off plan eat. I did four last month and I had more overeats than that. So that was one of my starts. I also had a couple of days I didn't plan. And, you know, so I also traveled quite a bit this last month. And so it was just like, okay, even if I'm traveling, I can do a very simple, you know, doable, you know, generic plan. And so that was one of my starts for May.
Is there a worksheet about like my hunger cues and enough? Because I think that's the other thing is I don't know how honest I am with myself about, like I found I'm snacking because it was interesting. I was going to yoga and I always have a snack before yoga because I think I need the energy. And then I did only once stopped myself and said, are you really hungry? And the answer was no. Well, why don't we try it and see what happens?
Yes. You know?
And enough, I didn't pass out at yoga because I didn't have a snack ahead of time. What a surprise.
Good. I mean, you're being the scientist, right? Yeah. You're experimenting and you discovered that you survived without a snack. Yeah. So there's a couple of things. There is I just always encourage everyone to go back to no BS, go back to the basics and just go back to the doable hunger lesson. And then in that lesson, there are a couple of worksheets on testing doable hunger and then common physical symptoms of hunger and enoughness.
Okay.
And then we also have under the worksheet section that I just showed y'all a minute ago, there's the doable hunger chart that is a really amazing resource that you can even kind of like print out or put on your phone or something where it's basically, you know, we used to have the hunger scale with the numbers, but this is now just a chart where we have, you know, enough. These are kind of some common signs. And then, you know, it goes kind of above and below that.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you can look at that as well.
So that's another thing I'll start though, is really focusing on the doable hunger and is it enough? Yeah.
Yes. And it really sounds like for you, it's just experimenting, right? And being the scientist and knowing that you will be okay no matter what. We're not gonna
starve to death. Okay. It is funny how your mind can tell you that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop.
Yes. All right. So stop. What are a couple of stops? I'm going to run close my door because my husband just got home.
I think one of the things I want to stop is hiding. I tend to like emotionally hide in my head, even. It just ignore. So I'll ignore a feeling, I'll ignore whatever and pretend it didn't happen. So I want to stop ignoring and start exploring what I'm really feeling.
Ooh, that's good. Stop ignoring and start exploring. Never hurts for something to rhyme.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've already been doing that this last month. And so you're just building on that because you've already been exploring. Yeah. You've already been raising your awareness so much. And once again, that makes it feel easier.
Yeah, easier. You're right.
You know, it makes it feel easier. It's just like, I'm just going to keep going and doing what I've been doing. And keep exploring and keep staying curious and all of that. And so that's what's going on here. So love it. Well, you have got a good kind of assessment that you can now kind of transfer a lot of this onto your monthly plan. And so I'm gonna take you back down and then
thank you very much. I really appreciate this.
Yes. I'm so proud of you for raising your hand. And this was great to kind of go through this with you. And so I'll take you back down and then we'll do the next thing. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bye. Let's see. There you go. A little slow there. Okay, y'all. All right. So now we are going to be taking just a couple of little moments here to do a couple of things. And I'm going to share my screen again because I'm going to give y'all a little, let's see, take this down and bring up. Y'all see where it says brain dump? Okay, well, it'll just be easy for us to, y'all don't need to see all my stuff on my desktop, so let me get it kind of covered up here. There we go. All right, thanks, Heather. So this is what we're going to do now for the next 6 or 8 minutes is, so now that you all have assessed your month, it's time to really start focusing on May. Okay, let's get in the May mode of what's going on in May. You might want to pull up a calendar, just start thinking about what is going to get in the way next month of you achieving your goals. This is us preparing and planning. By the way, anybody whose hand is raised, we're not going to be doing any more coaching. So if y'all can take your hand down, because I keep getting these notifications that Maggie's raised her hand and all these people have raised their hand. And so if y'all will take your hand down, that'd be great. So again, for the next, let's say 6 minutes till 9:42, we are going to be just writing down. You can do this on, you know, up at the top of your monthly plan. You can do this just on a blank sheet of paper. What is going to get in the way next month? And here's the deal. The only thing that ever gets in the way are thoughts. It's not Junior's, you know, graduation. It's not, you know, this wedding. It's not, you know, swimsuit season's coming up. It is always, I'm thinking something, kind of like I was talking about with Barb, right? I'm thinking something's going to be hard instead of something could be easy. So beliefs, thoughts, worries, insecurities, and concerns are all just thoughts. So that's what's going to get in the way. But it might really help you to start with, okay, what kind of events are going on or what's going on this month? And then what are my thoughts about those events that are going to get in the way? Because that's what's really going on here. Okay. So just write up at the top what will get in the way next month and just start writing and see what comes out. Okay. And we'll come back in just a few minutes. And ask any questions that you have in the chat as well. Okay, y'all. We are going to move on to the next little section, and then I'll have some time to answer a little bit of Q&A. So if you all are finding that you all have a bunch of thoughts that are getting in your way, and I know that I was looking in the chat while y'all were working, Dana said that, you know, she's got, which is amazing, she's got a couple of thoughts that she has uncovered. I'm getting so old, family time has always been eating time. That's a good one to get aware of, right? If y'all have a lot of thoughts that are getting in the way, I really encourage you all, and Coach Heather will put this in the chat, and we'll also put it in the call write-up, is this is an amazing worksheet that we forget about. It's called Creating a New Belief. It is on the worksheets page, and I will just pull it up here real quick. Since I got the worksheets page up, where is it? Sometimes I like to just come over on this page and look and see what's in here, because sometimes there's something, there it is. There's something new on here, Creating a New Belief. Y'all, this worksheet is from our Thoughts 2.0 course, but it is a standalone worksheet that you can use for any old shitty thought that you have. So can y'all see my screen? I'm not saying their screen is dark, but I think y'all can see me. So this Creating a New Belief worksheet is an amazing thing that you can do. You can kind of just put one of those beliefs that you want to look at into this worksheet, and look, it's like you come up with evidence that it isn't true, and then you come up with a new hotness belief, right? And it's just a way for you to kind of, it's like you kind of put your old shitty belief in this machine, and it comes out, and you can just get really curious about what's going on there with that belief. Okay. So yeah, Coach Heather will put that link to that worksheet in the chat. But again, it's in the worksheets, it's on the worksheets page. Okay. All right. So now we're going to take another few minutes to actually work on our monthly plan. And so let me pull that up. It's right here. And so this is something, because I know a couple of people were asking in the chat, you know, we've got the monthly assessment page or worksheet, and then now we're going to work on the monthly plan for May. And so there are two copies of this in your planner. If you've got a planner, you got a monthly plan worksheet. Of course, you can also go into our website at nobswomen.com, and you can just print out the worksheet. So, all right. So I'm going to give y'all 10 minutes to work on filling out this monthly plan page, because I think it's really that important. And so what you do is you take your data from your monthly assessment for April, your keep, start, and stop, and you just fit it in to these different areas in the monthly plan page. And so it's just a way for you to really set yourself up for May. And if y'all have any questions in the chat, you know, put them in there and kind of help each other. Y'all already been doing that. It's amazing. And let me see what else. It says on the three things you'll do this month to hit your goal. Yeah, so that's the first question. Or that first question with the three sections. Be sure to use what you decided from keep, start, stop as a starting point. So like with Barb, she was talking about journaling. She was talking about doing the successful urge worksheets. I was working on doing a discovery worksheet every single time I have an overeat or an off plan eat. So you just start with the start section, and that can be your three things that you'll do this month to hit your goal. I know there were a couple of questions in the Q&A about kind of feeling overwhelmed, not knowing which things to choose. Here's the deal, y'all. You just pick something. You just pick something and you go with it. And if three things feels like too many, pick one and focus on it. Because here's the thing. If you follow the instructions and put three, and then you feel totally overwhelmed and do nothing, well, that won't work. So maybe just start with one thing and just make it doable for you and make it easy for you this month. So we give you three spots there, but maybe it's just a matter of choosing one. Okay. So don't overthink this. So I will give y'all about 8 or 9 minutes to work on this monthly plan page. And remember, it's in your planner, or you can just look at this worksheet and you can fill it out, you know, answer the questions on a blank sheet of paper. All right, let's go. Okay, Heather, I just saw your message about some confusion between the monthly planning and assessment worksheet versus the separate plans and assessment worksheets in the planner. So, okay, what we're working on right now is the monthly plan, and that is in your planner, and that is the plan for the next month, right? And so there's two of them in your planner because it is a 60-day planner, so you have one for each month. And then the monthly assessment of the previous month is in the worksheets page of the website. And so let me bring that up for y'all real quick just to clarify. And then, so here's the worksheets page. And we have the weekly and monthly assessments here. We're focused on the monthly assessment, and that's here. And so we just started doing the monthly assessment, I don't know, about a year ago, and we haven't had a new planner in several years. And so that's why it's not in the planner. And for with a new planner, whenever we create a new planner and kind of update things, it will be in there for sure, but it's just not in there yet. And so that's why we have it here on the website. Okay. So just let me know in the chat if there's any confusion about the worksheets as we keep working. I'll give you all a few more minutes. We've just got about one more minute and then we'll finish up the call, wrap it up. All right. So as we're wrapping things up, I would love to hear in the chat, what is the one food habit that you're going to focus on this month? That first question on the plan, or one of your things you're going to do this month to hit your goal. I would just love to see some ideas in the chat, since we always save the chat. And so y'all can go back and look and get ideas. So, all right. Serving less. Okay, I can't even read them all. They're going so fast. So lots of great ideas in there. Be sure, Maggie, Joan, be sure y'all have your, a lot of people, y'all have your chat set to hosts and panelists. It needs to be sure and set to everyone. So we can all see your chat. A lot of y'all are set to hosts and panelists. That's weird. I don't know if there's something. Yeah, be sure and it's set to everyone. Okay. So yeah, so this monthly plan, if you've done the monthly assessment and you've done that brain dump that we did during the call a minute ago, this monthly plan is really easy to fill out because you've already come up with things that are going to get in your way, again, which are always thoughts. And then you can come up with a strategy to, you know, to address those. You've already come up, you already have your keep, start, stop. And so those are the things that you'll do this month to hit your goal. Don't forget, let's see, where's the question? This month, I look forward to learning. Who is excited about conquering the scale this next month? It's already up, y'all, but we're going to start doing calls next month. So if any of you all, yeah, give me some. There we go. I love it. I love all these little reactions I get to see. Some of you all may be dead set on doing conquering the scale, which is amazing. Some of you all, like me, may be finishing up trusting your body. And so that's definitely on my monthly plan, is to finish trusting your body and to start conquering the scale. I also love the question, working on my health is important to me. Those are your whys, y'all. And so there's never too many times to remind yourself of your whys. And then also who you're willing to reach out to, whether it's us coaches, your accountability partner, your spouse, you know, whoever it is, find your circle of people and your circle of support. And last thing, when will I complete my 24-hour plan? That is something that you definitely want to remind yourself of. It's something I work with my private clients on all the time, because we got to have a plan for that. That's just like the most basic of the four basics, and we got to get that plan made every day. So mine is 6 a.m. in the Starbucks parking lot after I go to the gym. So that is where I make my plan every day. And so that's my routine and it works for me. So, all right, y'all, this has been so much fun to do. Y'all, assessment, planning, this is when you get honest with yourself. You practice having some compassion for yourself, like we have learned about this month, and trusting your body. And then you just plan for the next month in a doable, realistic way, and we get to work. That's what we do every month. That's why we have this call every month, because assessment and planning, are those skills are that important to us as No BS women. We've got to assess and we've got to plan. And that's how we're successful. So again, it's been so much fun. If you all have any additional questions about assessment or planning, you can come to Ask Coaches. You can post in the Facebook group for ideas on any of these answers to these questions on the assessment or the plan page. And the replay will be up probably on Monday, including the chat transcript. So you'll be able to get some good ideas there. And y'all have a great rest of your weekend. All right. Let me stop my share, and then I will say goodbye, because I've got a private client appointment here in 1 minute. So it's been great being with y'all, and I will see y'all again soon. Okay. Take care. Bye.